Jeez, sorry, mate. Someone's put a cat in the way. Anyways, sorry I'm late, mate. Honestly, I was on another job, and I know, you know I prioritize this one. Hey, for some reason, it was this Mexican geezer, right? He's chucked his wife off the edge of a cliff. I had to figure out why he did it. He said it was tequila. Wow. Anyways,
can't believe it.
What's today's case?
Today we have the unsolved disappearance of Rebecca Corriam. She disappeared on 21st of March 2011. So by a recent case, she used to work at Chester Zoo. Some of you might know Chester Zoo. And she disappeared from a Disney cruise ship called the Disney Wonder.
I'd recommend going to Chester Zoo, by the way.
Very good. I went there, met all the meerkats. They died in a fire.
Did they actually?
All of them.
Seriously?
Yeah.
This isn't a sick chip joke.
No, I wish it was.
Yeah.
Because then they would be alive. Rebecca Corriam was aged 24 at the time of her disappearance. She attended a Catholic high school, had a sister and two foster brothers. She joined the British Army in her teens and then studied sports science at Plymouth University. She then spent 4 months teaching sports at Camp America. She began working on the cruise Disney Wonder and kept in contact with her family via Skype and Facebook. On 21st of March 2011, the ship left Los Angeles and she sent a message to her parents via Facebook, telling them she'll call them the following day. 12 hours went by without any communication and her parents began to worry. At 9 a.m. on the 22nd of March, she missed the start of her shift. The ship publicly addressed her. She wasn't in her room or anywhere else on the ship. They looked at the CCTV footage and found a video of her at 5:45 a.m. On this video, Rebecca was talking on one of the ship's internal phones in the crew area. Her emotions were described as distraught. A man walks up to her and asks if she is okay, and she seems to say, yeah, fine. She then proceeds to hang up the phone and walks away, pushing her hair back and putting her hands in her back pockets, mannerisms her parents say were common for her. The clothes she had been wearing in the CCTV footage seemed to be a much bigger fit for her. There's been no record of her since.
Not gonna lie, this disappearance is just a little bit weird. Surely, right, there has to be more CCTV footage, right? Because you know what these boats are like, especially something like a Disney boat. The amount of security and cameras knocking around the place, it's like a casino. There's a camera absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, and it's 2011 as well, so it's not like we've gone to a case that's old. Like, this is modern.
There's no
day.
Excuse here.
Yeah, like, there's got to be CCTV everywhere.
I think it's kind of strange that the only really footage that they reference in this disappearance is the fact that there is this little bit of footage at 5:45 where she seems a bit distressed or whatever. Surely, I feel like in a ship like that, where there should be cameras pretty much everywhere, they're able to almost track one person's entire movements throughout an entire day just by flicking through to the next room or whatever. And I'm sure there are going to be like the bedrooms and the toilets and things like that, which maybe don't have any cameras. But I don't know. I just think it's a bit weird that they looked at the CCTV footage and that was really all they were.
Clothes too big for her as well. Like, I'm getting the vibe. 5:45 a.m. She's come out. She's got on the boyfriend's clothes or something. Oh, a guy she's staying with. She's whacked on his hoodie. That's why it's too big for her.
Yeah. And was she crying because she got into an argument with this guy, left it upset on the phone, called up someone, a friend, whoever it was? If she's got someone else's clothes on, surely we could speak to that person. But there's also talks about it potentially being a girlfriend as well. So, but then, if it's a girlfriend, would the clothes be that much bigger?
It's a difficult one. I mean, they still can be. She could, you know, she could just be a
lot
taller.
Woman.
Yeah, she could be a lot taller and a lot larger. So the clothes could be bigger. But it does decrease the chance of a little bit.
Anyways, there was, of course, an investigation. Let's talk about how that went down.
The investigation. The passengers on board were notified over the speaker about her disappearance, and they issued a statement saying, We have been doing everything possible to find Rebecca, including conducting multiple shipboard searches. Rebecca's disappearance has been difficult for everyone at Disney Cruise Line. Since the Wonder is registered in the Bahamas, a detective from the Royal Bahamas Police Force flew out to investigate on board. Her parents were also flown out to meet the ship in LA. Once the ship returned to LA, the detective told the parents that he had interviewed some of the crew members, but none of the passengers. The parents were waiting and expecting for the FBI to be there too, but no one was there. Another interesting point was the fact that the parents were brought into the port in a car with completely blacked out windows and brought into a side entrance. It seemed to be as if Disney was trying to keep them away from everything and everyone. Another interesting point was when they docked into the port, people were coming on and off the cruise ship. Now, if this was a crime scene, why not make everyone stay on board and preserve the crime scene? It had also been around 3 days since her disappearance at this point. The captain of the Disney Wonder ship gave his condolences to the parents and stated that he believed that Rebecca had been washed overboard by a wave by the crew pool. But the parents didn't believe that, as there were high walls surrounding the pool area. Although many crew members went there when not working, it was a place they could be themselves without having the guests around them. The walls were high enough to block any view, let alone slip over them. The whole ship was completely searched and no one could find her. The US Coast Guard and the Mexican Navy searched international waters for her, but they found nothing. Rebecca's family and their lawyers were never given any final report from the Bahamian police. Interestingly, there was activity on her credit card, which gave the parents hope. Her uncle tried signing into her Facebook, but apparently her password had been recently changed. And people suspect that the activity on her credit card was in fact auto payments.
I find it strange that the parents have rocked up with blacked out windows.
Do you know what?
That doesn't really look suspicious to me though. You know, it's like it's a sensitive situation.
Yeah, so I was thinking this. At first, there's two ways to look at it. There's the way of looking at it is like, okay, we'll put them in these blacked out windows brought to a side entrance because we don't want anyone to think something's up or to scare any of the passengers coming off. And you see it from Disney's side. But then you could also say that maybe Disney were doing it as a thing for the parents. Like the parents obviously want their privacy. They're obviously very stressed, anxious, all of that sort of stuff. And they probably wouldn't want to be mixed in with all these happy passengers that have just had a great cruise
I would say it's that. I don't like the idea of Disney with blacking out the windows because it just...
It's more of like a privacy thing for them, right?
Yeah.
That's the way I would
see it. Because if it wasn't a privacy thing, then what would it even be for? Oh, wow, look, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what they're trying to say. They didn't want them, you know, no photographers getting any photos, any unnecessary press to be brought up about
bad
this.
Bad image.
Bad image, exactly. And that is something that Disney are known for, is protecting their image so badly. So I could see it from both sides, though.
Potentially, that could be on the cards. I might be being swayed here.
Another bit that I found quite interesting about it was the fact that there was also the point made that these passengers were just able to leave what is essentially a crime scene, right? Someone has disappeared on this ship. But then I was thinking, God, do you really think that if something like this happened, all the passengers should have to stay on board? How long does an investigation like that take? By them staying on board, maybe they're just contaminating the crime scene even more because they're walking around, they're touching things,
all kind of stuff. Yeah.
So I think that they were probably right to take everyone off of the...
Hundreds of people as well.
I don't know. I just think that argument...
Majority of them probably being kids.
Yeah, well, kids, families that ain't got a Scooby about it. But what was, I think, poor about this investigation so far is the fact that they'd interviewed loads of crew. But what about the passengers?
Like, even the passengers like close by to the area she disappeared, maybe staying in cabins around that area.
Yeah.
Got to interview some passengers.
It was definitely a missed opportunity to at least not speak to a few of them. One last thing about the investigation as well was the fact that surely the family has to be given some sort of final report here. The police from the Bahamas, they never gave the parents or the lawyers any final report to say, okay, well, this is the most likely scenario. These are the facts of what we know. Like, they were left with nothing. Like, that is terrible police work, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to feel bad for the parents. They must felt as though the job, like, just wasn't being done properly at
that's
all.
That's like one of those situations where you take, you're like, you know what? I'm going to take matters into my own hands. You start a little Facebook group.
But seriously, though.
Seriously, like, those Facebook hunters, they will
online people will do a better job than most policemen out there.
Now, there was a journalist who took things into his own hands, and this is an article from The Guardian in 2011.
Journalist John Ronson wrote an article in The Guardian on how he took the Disney Wonder along the same route and made some inquiries on board. He talked to crew members who had been on the ship when Rebecca disappeared, who claimed there was more to the story than what Disney or the Bohemian police had suggested. The crew members were very secretive and didn't want their identities shared. A bartender believed that Rebecca had slipped and fallen whilst jogging on deck, as she used to do that to stay in shape. The railings were low enough to fall through. A deck worker disagreed with the above and told the journalist that Rebecca had gone overboard from the crew pool on deck 5. He claimed there was a flip-flop found in the area as proof. Melissa, which was a fake name given to one of the crew members, told him that the day after her disappearance, crew put flowers near the wall by the pool. She said, "It really stirred things up. Why were they putting them there? Nothing was clear." The journalist could not understand how anybody could have slipped or fallen from the deck. Another crew member told him that the seas were rough at the time of the incident, and she could have been tossed off the ship due to the slippiness. He said that he had previously had to save someone and take them inside in similar conditions, and it was so dangerous that Disney sent that person home from the cruise. All crew members believed that she had gone overboard and claimed that Disney knew exactly what had happened. "Everything here is taped. There's CCTV everywhere. Disney has the tape." Melissa argues that it is impossible for there to be no footage, as the pool was close to several important offices, such as HR and the payroll department. He argued that there were many spots on the cruise where somebody could be pushed off without anyone knowing.
I love the fact that there is a guy that's taken this into his own hands, and he's actually gone back on board the ship where she disappeared. Smart. To do his own investigation. Do you know how I would like to be a journalist that did stuff like that?
Yeah,
that sounds
he's
sick.
He's snooping, but it's for a good cause.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, if, you know, any of the higher ups on board were suspicious of him and like, "Oh, it's journalists." But yeah, the crew members are like, "No, let's get solved."
There's a few things in here that is quite interesting. More so the fact that the crew at the time have, I think what they've been told is like, "Look, she went overboard. That's the end of it. If anyone asks, she went overboard." Like, that's just what you say. And yeah, Disney are definitely one of those companies that if you were to sort of rustle their feathers and say, "Actually, maybe she didn't go overboard," like, you just get fired, right? Because we spoke about it earlier. Their image is literally everything. So
people don't want to lose their jobs.
And that's why we've got Melissa here, which is obviously a fake name that they've given to her, because she actually talks about, like, all the stuff. And again, she brings up the CCTV point that I mentioned earlier. And she reckons that Disney actually has the tape of what happened to her, but just won't release it. Or you know, has hidden it, deleted it, whatever. Do you reckon that maybe there was like a big flaw on the boat, or there was like something really obvious, and it's like the boat's fault as to why she died?
Yeah.
And then obviously if that's the case, then there's a massive lawsuit. They could lose loads of money, like millions and millions.
Potentially.
And so they've gone, "Look, if we just get rid of this tape, we're gonna save millions of dollars here."
Yeah, because I mean, if she jumped off, you know, if it was a suicide case, it's not really Disney's fault.
The thing is, all of that sort of stuff is bad press. And let's mm-hmm. say even if a passenger pushed her over, another crew member pushed her over, like anything like that, if any of that ever got out, you could just imagine like Disney having 50% of the people that they would usually have on their cruises.
Yeah,
nobody's going on there if literal crimes were happening on
it. It's so meant to be a happy place for families. You know the Disneyland image.
And cruises are one of those things where one season of bad business could just completely scupper your company. Mm-hmm. So I'm with Melissa on this. I think they definitely have the tapes, or they definitely know more than they're letting on to.
Yeah, that they had the tapes, because if they did, that stuff has been destroyed. Gone. It's thrown overboard, to be honest.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the theories.
One theory is that crew members said that she was in a relationship where there were serious problems and it was upsetting her, especially that night. Apparently, it had very good moments and also very bad moments. Quite an intense relationship. But a source told the journalist that her girlfriend was not on the phone. It was actually a mutual friend. Melissa also said that the flip-flop found was not Rebecca's, even though it was given to the families as Rebecca's belongings. It wasn't her size, color, nor style, and she cannot understand why Disney didn't come to ask if she can identify it as Rebecca's property. The parents then asked, and no one remembered seeing Rebecca wearing them. and they found out that the police didn't do any forensics whatsoever on them. This led to the parents to doubt Disney's claims of finding the flip-flops and about their theory of her falling overboard. The Labour MP of City of Chester constituency, Chris Matheson, stated that he believed Rebecca was murdered or sexually assaulted. He said, "The more you look into this, the more it smells rotten. The more it smells like a crime has taken place." The family's private investigator had worked with Chris and also Rebecca's parents. They found that the seas were absolutely normal that night that Rebecca disappeared and were not rough like Disney and some of the crew had claimed. In addition, if the seas were rough enough to pull her overseas, it would have caused damage to the ship on deck as well. Former Deputy Prime Minister under Tony Blair, Baron John Prescott, also took an interest in the case. He believed that Rebecca was thrown overboard. Baron Prescott tried to call for British authorities to investigate their own citizens' deaths on cruise ships in international waters. One theory is that this could have potentially been human trafficking. Someone could have sneaked her offboard at the port, or another theory was that it could have potentially been a suicide. Maybe she was struggling with her relationship and she had other problems going on and decided to commit suicide. As always, it's time to take a look at what Reddit have to say. They had two particular notes, one of which was about the fact that her cards had activity after she had disappeared. They were hopeful that she is alive. However, a few people had read in a few different places that this was simply an auto payment of some sort. The fact that that information isn't absolutely everywhere means that it is slightly suspicious. Was it one, just a rumor, or two, were the parents deliberately downplaying it because it was their only evidence that they have that she might still be alive? Even if it wasn't an auto payment, someone very well could have stolen her card/card number. Point number two from Reddit was that her uncle claimed that someone changed the password to her Facebook account after her death. Again, they said that this might just be a misunderstanding or even just a hack. A lot of the times, Facebook hacks do happen quite frequently, and it could just be a simple coincidence that it happened after her death. I'm not sure either of these pieces of evidence are legitimate enough to suggest she is somewhere using her card and changing her Facebook password, but even then, even if after changing her Facebook password, she still wasn't using the account.
She is, I'm not going with she's alive. I think it was an auto payment on the card.
That yeah.
Listen, I've got auto payments going out all the time, you know? I got stuff to pay for. Look, I got memberships I don't know, want people know I got.
I know. Not only that, yeah, but I know there are still scumbag companies out there that will know I'm dead and they'll still take the money from my account.
They'll be still taking me. I'm looking at you, Sky Q, taking £80 for Sky Sports when I can't enjoy it. But seriously, I don't know how she would just get off a cruise, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
how would she get off with nobody spotting her? It's going to be a big thing that she's gone missing whilst the cruise is happening, right?
And it's not like you can, oh, let me just jump off this boat onto another boat. I mean, these cruises are massive, this right? We're talking like meters upon meters high. Yeah. It's not a simple case of just jumping off and joining another boat and then going and living a secret life. Yeah. Not only that, but she didn't leave with any ID or passport or anything like that. There were even some tickets that she had planned with her parents to go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
So they were all there. You just wouldn't do that. So I don't think that she's alive.
Yeah, I think people...
Unfortunately.
People just want a little bit of hope, trying to cling on to it.
Yeah.
There's no... It just doesn't seem...
I'm ruling that one out. The next thing is human trafficking, right? Could someone have sneaked her off at one of the ports? I'm not too sure about this because we remember we have the phone call at 5:45. There's literal CCTV footage of her on the ship at the time. Again, that would be... And there just has to be more CCTV of someone leaving the ship. They would have to have footage of it. I don't know. I don't think it's human trafficking either.
I'm just leaning towards that she's either jumped overboard herself, there's been something wrong with the ship, like you said, or, you know, she's fallen over. But the rough waters doesn't make sense because the ship should be damaged, right?
Yeah, they said they did their own investigation and the waters weren't rough the night that she disappeared. So
she's been pushed over.
That's a big one.
I mean, I like that theory because, you know, things kind of tie up, you know, there should be ship damage if there was rough waters. How are you just going to fall over?
Not only that, but surely there would be some sort of safety measures in place that if the captain knew that there were rough waters that night, there's almost a thing let out to the crews and passengers, do not go out on your balcony or your crew, do not leave your crew area, things like that. Those measures would have to be in place.
Yeah, or surely there's some technology that obviously measures certain, you know, things like this, like, oh, was it rough waters last night at 4 a.m. or whatever? Yeah. They should be able to check that. There's hundreds of crew. The crew won't speak, but all them hundreds of passengers, couldn't you just gone?
Was there one
rough
night?
Could you not have just gone and said, what were the seas like last night? And they go, we were fine.
Yeah. You could have done that they said they were rough.
Oh, they said they were rough. You could have gone to all of them passengers. Like, come on.
I think, I'm not sure, this would make a lot of sense to me, right? And this is my theory, right? And it is the fact that she's had an argument with someone, that someone maybe has pushed them, but not intentionally overboard, right? Mm. But as they've been going back and forth, there was maybe a bit of a tussle, whatever it might have been, and she has ended up overboard and they've gone, oh my God, what do we do here? This is such a bad look. Like, Disney can't say that they had crew members scrapping on the boat, and that is just like the worst.
Did she have a relationship with somebody high up on the boat?
Right. Right.
You know, looked like a senior member of the crew, talking maybe even, dare I say, the captain.
The captain, yeah. Seriously, because like, these things do happen on these cruise ships.
The captain of the Disney Wonder cruise ship pushes someone overboard.
And then he's the one to, I imagine he's probably got plenty of say over the CCTV. He's probably the one that can happily go out and say, yeah, it was rough waters. He can, you know what I mean? Like,
oh boy.
So that would be my one. Again, the other one is, of course, that she just slipped and fell over. So that could have happened as well. Maybe I'm just looking for something that isn't there. I don't know. But
maybe it was an accident.
Yeah, this whole thing.
At this point,
it's
really hard to tell.
There's not enough info. But one thing I think that's safe to say is the fact that the investigation and the work that they've done to try and find things out has been pretty poor. So shout out to John, by the way, from The Guardian.
The journalist really put the work in for us.
He's helped us out a lot here, given us a lot to work with. But yeah, I mean, if I was the family, I would be absolutely livid with how this investigation was conducted.
But it is time to give you a quick update on what's been happening since.
A year later, the day before the one-year anniversary of Rebecca's disappearance, her father received an email where someone claimed they were 85% sure that they had seen Rebecca on a street in Venice in August. Rebecca's uncle believed the letter to be genuine, but doesn't understand how she could have vanished without any ID or passport or money. On the same anniversary, her parents told the Liverpool Echo that there was a rumour of a younger woman and an older man on the ship who were likely to have been in a love triangle with Rebecca and asked them to come forward. Rebecca's family and friends, alongside John, the journalist, have criticised how the case was handled. Rebecca's crew friends found that 170 passengers and crew have disappeared from cruise ships since the year 2000, and many were not seriously investigated nor reported. It is believed that Disney has more evidence and footage than has been shown and is covering up knowledge out of fear of bad publicity. Rebecca's family went on to sue Disney for $75,000, but in 2015, Disney and Rebecca's family settled, but for an unknown amount. Since then, there has been a website set up for Rebecca and one for international cruise victims.
They got the email, right? I just want to know something. 85% sure, like 85? Like,
why 80? Who has ever said I'm 85% sure of something?
Listen, you're 90%, you're 50%, you're 100%.
Yeah, there's 85 is not a thing.
Just chucking numbers about at this point.
Also, let's just discuss the fact that there, since the year 2000, there's been 170 passengers and crew that have disappeared. That is a pretty hefty number, by the way. And they're also saying here that they weren't seriously investigated or reported. Like, there needs to be something done about that, right? One of the things that people say is that committing a crime on a cruise ship is, like, not the ultimate place to commit a crime, but it's like, is it much easier? Because
it's
obviously
a solid spot.
Yeah, because let's say you chuck someone overboard. Realistically, the chances of finding that person are very small. You are, the sea is massive, right? The chance of finding them tiny.
Yeah, you can't call the police.
They need to figure something out about how to deal with these disappearances and crimes and things that are committed in international waters, which always makes things a little bit more difficult.
Mm. I do feel like they could have got more than this. They went for $75,000.
Well, I wonder what they actually sued exactly for, because I feel like surely you're not placing a $75,000 like price on your daughter. So I'd like to know a bit more information about that. And then the fact that they settled, they probably got less than the $75,000. If you're going through a bad time, at least collect your bag.
Yeah. At least get the bread up.
Okay. And it's Disney. That 75 is light to them. Anyways, Chip.
Guys, thank you so much for watching. Make sure that you follow The Fellas Mysteries on Spotify, because we're on there as well. Make sure you subscribe and turn on notifications and let us know your thoughts on this case. But we shall be back next Monday, 6 p.m. for another investigation. Get me at the opera, you know. Me, sorry, me.